Commissioner's Court for Monday, June 23rd, 2025, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Well, okay, this is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioner's Court, a regular meeting on the 23rd day of June, 2025, at 9 o'clock a.m. in the courthouse here in Mount Vernon. Scotty, lead us in the word.
Father, come to you, pray this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for the day that you've given us. Lord, give us another day of life. Thank you, Father, for where we live, the county, the state, the country we get to live in. We thank you, Lord. Pray that you bless us today, Lord, as we take care of the county's business. Give us wisdom and understanding in all we do and the choices we make. And Lord, we do lift up special prayers today, Lord, for this, for our nation. We pray for Israel and all that's going on over the Middle East. Dear Lord God, this conflict, we pray that you'd your work would be done, dear Lord, that you'd protect our friends and our allies, Lord. Protect us, Lord. Protect us from those that would seek to cause us harm and death and destruction, Lord. We just pray that you'd give us victory over enemies. And I just pray that you bless this nation and all of our leaders and bless them in the decisions and choices they must make. We ask all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. All right. You guys
flag first. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas. One state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you. All right, public comments. Mary?
I've been noticing some road activity out at Daphne Curry, and I'm just wondering if our commissioner out that way could give an update on the road work that's going on.
Tearing up 2200 from 1896 to the cattle guard, we're going to redo it and recheck it. Started this morning.
Mm-hmm. And then head to county commissioner. So.
That's all we're doing. We're going to tear it up.
Anybody else?
Recheck it.
All right. Item number one, consider and take action to approve the minutes for June 9th, 2025 regular session, and June 9th, 2025 workshop. Any changes on that or anything? Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion first.
Second.
Got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against county and authorize their payments. Pass.
The amount submitted for your approval is $404,888.30.
Okay. Any questions over those?
How much was it again? Preparatory.
I'm sorry.
$404,888.30.
Make a motion to pay the claims against the county.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, monthly reports.
May, monthly report, county attorney, $15. Constable, $275. Tax assessor, $1,003.37. Property taxes, $58,292.13. County clerk, $23,811.20. District clerk, $8,097.57. Justice of the peace, $26,284.60. Sheriff's office commissary, $9,276.77. Library, $526.72. Interest rate at 4.58%.
$52,686.09. All right. Any questions?
I move to approve the monthly report.
Okay.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, consider take action to approve amendment to employee policy changing payroll work week. Anybody want to?
Marla.
The sheriff, well, I'm gonna let Jack start and then we'll go from there. So tell him your problem with what we do.
So we switched from Monday to Sunday, and with our 12-hour shifts, it made us have a lot of overtime in 1 week. They were working 60 hours 1 week and 24 the next. So we're paying 20 hours of overtime in 1 week. Because of the way our shifts fell in that new date range. So we are wanting to switch from Sunday to Saturday, which cuts the shifts in half and makes it go back to regular for us.
And the only way to fix that, and we looked at it before, to leave it the way it is, was to change days off. And in doing that, it literally messes up the whole 12-hour off every weekend, which is one of the benefits to have. You know, the patrol guys on the 12-hour shifts, we'd have to move their days off up. They wouldn't be off on the weekend every other week.
Is there going to be an issue?
Shouldn't affect any 40-hour week.
Affect anybody but admin.
It's just the 12-hour shifts where it went wonky, so.
Yeah, one week they had 24 hours and the next week they had 60. So, with the shifts, as they currently have them set up. So, this would solve the problem. I asked Jack to check off the schedule, her and Chris, and him to check off the schedule to make sure when we move to this, that this would fix the problem, and they said it would. That would actually...
This is the last time, I promise.
Yeah, it'll be 12:01. Sunday to midnight Saturday.
Yeah.
Now the only thing we have to look at is the effective date. We can either make it retro back to June 15th, isn't that what we figured this morning, or start it on the 29th.
What changes for y'all?
Really wouldn't make any difference to us. It'd really be you guys. What would be better for y'all?
If we can retro.
Kind of what I figured money-wise, if we could retro. And that would be the beginning of the payroll that we are currently in. We would go back to the 15th. And the only ones that would change would be them. They won't have any effect on any Mondays or Friday guys. Or departments, maybe I should say departments.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to approve that as presented? How's that?
So moved.
Okay, motion and second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. All right, number five, consider and take action to appoint Ricky Jones as Lakes Regional MHMR board member. He, a couple of years ago, we had him on, but he asked to be, him and the Lamar County sheriff asked to be on this board because law enforcement was not represented at all. And I think this has helped, and I told him that we were going to put him back on there, and he didn't argue, so he's okay.
It was one of the memo that had referred him to sheep.
Well, he is kind of a sheep.
I just saw that.
That's a, we need to use
word. We need to bring that part of the record of the plate.
Or he may like it.
No, she is, come on. I move to approve the appointment of Ricky Jones as Lakes Regional MHMR board member.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it.
Didn't he used to be on it?
Do what now?
Wasn't he ever on it?
No, we didn't have law enforcement. What was it, Chris? Was it 2 years before? Yeah. Time flies.
I remember he would have his meetings. I remember about 2 years ago, whatever.
He would go to me and get mad.
Oh, okay.
So he asked, yeah, he'd just show up and get mad about everything because Lamar County was on there. And so him and Lamar County sheriff got on there.
Well, they did.
2 or 4? I don't know. It could be 10 years ago, the way I'm going on
now. So this is term expiring.
And let me clarify and make sure before we go any further. Y'all did mean June 15th. Nobody said that in their motion, but just to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Retro.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Thanks. I just wanted to make that clear before we.
Mm-hmm. So we'll change the time sheet now to reflect Thursday. Sunday versus Monday. Mm-hmm. We're doing this.
It really won't affect your guys.
Yeah, that's just the format of stuff.
Do we vote on Ricky's thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, we had a motion to second. Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Yeah. Okay.
I interrupted.
Number seven, consider and take action to approve. Consider and take action to approve 2025 budget amendments. Instead of Jeff, but I don't know.
And I will go over them with you, but I failed to make a copy of them before I give them to Beth, so y'all have to talk about.
Yeah, we've got them.
I know one's the insurance claim. Insurance proceeds times two, that's precinct four, in the South Franklin Volunteer Fire Department, storm repair for $358,000, and then the district courtroom repair to the floors for $17,742. And then the other is, for the remodel and relocation of dispatch to the 300 wing of the sheriff's office. You guys have already approved it, this is just doing the paperwork. And then also, had donated money to the sheriff's department, and so this is to recognize the $1,250 and to put it to the sheriff's department supply budget.
So, all right, anybody got any questions over that? Got a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve. Budget minutes.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. All right. Number seven, consider and take action to approve agreement with UniFirst for doormats at the courthouse at West Annex. We have a company that brings in the mats weekly, correct?
Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. So it's just easier to keep. I noticed this at the Dairy Queen. I saw it at Dairy Queen one morning.
I didn't know if we didn't need to add that, like the East Annex. Do they have mats?
I don't know. I don't think. I just did the courthouse and the annex.
Sometimes we forget about these.
I know. And probably the sheriff's department. She probably, no, she already does y'all's. I'm sorry. Yes, she already did the sheriff's department. I'm sorry. We just want to do the courthouse and the new annex. And we can talk about these annex. So.
Yeah, she's been doing it. This is just finally the. Actually, she sold the business to this company, and she'll be still running it, but it is the UniFirst now,
The
actual company.
All right.
She said, I have health problems, some health issues. So
okay.
She was trying to be semi-retired, I think.
Okay. All right, do you have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
You got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Number eight. I should have put you first because you're in a hurry this morning. I should have. Number eight, present 2024 external county audit. So I told you to go real fast today.
It should take 2 hours.
Mike, do you know everybody on the court? I know we've got a relatively new court. I don't think you've met.
Scotty.
This is precinct three, Scotty Dixon. This is my court, our external auditor. He comes to see us once a year.
And sometimes in between.
Exactly.
Your Honor, Commissioner, staff, I want to say thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to perform your audit this year. I also want to say thanks to your staff and Ms. Missy Marla and Paris and the tax office for all the information. I told you I'd probably get those boxes out of your office too. So they're all out. So sorry for having to get you to go get some out of storage. If you'll. If you'll turn your books to page 4 and 5, this is the independent auditor's report. This is probably the most important page, couple of pages within this this report. This is basically a report that states that your financial statements are presented fairly as of September 30, 2024, in all material respects. So it's a clean, unmodified opinion, which is the opinion that you were going for. So congratulations. It's always nice to hear. The next section is on page 9 and page 10. I had you go to this section because it kind of summarizes everything within this report in a nice summarized format, but it also compares it to last year so you can see the changes. Basically on page 9, you had about a 5.6% increase in assets, about a 16% increase in some liabilities. You grew in liabilities this year because of the
had some equipment purchases and then a Motorola equipment and a couple of three police units. That was the some debt that was brought up for that. Overall, you ended the year with about a $27.3 million total net position or fund balance. Of that, about $9 million is the unrestricted portion. That represents about a 3% increase for the year. These are presentations based on the government-wide financial statements, which basically takes your financial statements and converts them into a business, meaning it puts your debt on the books, it's a liability, and it puts your assets on the books as a capital asset. Page 10, this is more or less the income statement. It's called the change in net position. Basically shows how you had a net income of about $767,000 this year. That represents about $13 million in revenues and about $12,257,000 in total expenses, leaving you with the excess of $767,634. Page 12, this is the same format, summarized version of your fixed assets as well as your debt. Probably the most important thing to note is the bottom that gives you kind of a change in the debt, and that references the new debt issues for this year. Still pretty small in comparison to other places that I've seen. The detailed financial statements, which are on the same government-wide format on page 16 through page 19, same information. I will highlight that you ended the year with about, of those assets I mentioned earlier, you had about $13.9 million in cash. That represents about $9.8 million in unrestricted cash and about $4 million in restricted cash. And then you also, another interesting thing is you still had a, instead of a net pension liability, you had a net pension asset this year. Of about $1,429,000. I'm not going to say that it's overfunded because there's a lot of estimates and a lot of calculations that go into that number that's provided to me every year from the actuarial experts at TCDRS. But it is on your balance sheet as an asset this year as opposed to a liability. So that's a much better situation than being as a big liability.
What causes that, Mike? Because we pay more.
It starts with what you pay in and what you pay out, but there's a whole lot of prediction variables that go into that number. Discount rates, inflation rates, life expectancies. So there's a whole complete report that kind of summarizes that. What I tell, I kind of got in trouble one time when I mentioned that they were overfunded at one place, and they were like talking with the people at TMRS at the city, and it wasn't really overfunded because there's some other things going into play. But it's a good indicator to look at. Several years back, they required us to put it on your books as an asset or a liability, so it's represented. But it's a good thing to look at, that if it were to be a large negative number, it's something that gives you a tool to be able to go look and talk to TCDRS if there is some issue. But I mean, that is a nice position to be in, is to be overfunded. But with the way things can change, that can change in a blink of an eye. It's crazy.
We don't have any trouble.
You can make extra contributions. They can tell you, they can advise you on how to change that number. But there's a whole lot of stuff that you don't have any control over.
Which I thought was great since we actually changed our retirement deal last year and added more too, so I thought that was worth noting.
Well, what's interesting, if you'll turn to page 46, there's a nice schedule that kind of gives you the last 10 years. And it's interesting because you can see this year, if it's in brackets, it's kind of the opposite of what you would think. It's a net pension asset, but this year it's $1,429,000. Last year it was $437,000. So it's not just what you put in, it's the earnings, it's predictions. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that go in there. I mean, it's not just predictions for males, it's males and females are two different numbers, life expectancies, discount rates. So you can see the trend. And then the year before, it was a large asset. So you just have to kind of watch it every year and see where you stand. But probably the best thing to do is every year have a good talk with TCDRS and find out if you're in the right position and the right platform. But page 20 through page 25 or 26, these are the actual governmental financial statements. These are the ones that really kind of mimic your financial statements internally. And what I mean by that is operating off the flow of resources method. What I mean by that is you buy an asset, it's expense, you bring in some kind of debt, it's recorded as an inflow. So it's like a cash flow, it's like the checkbook, basically. It shows what went in and what went out for the year. So it's more clean way for a city or a county to be able to look at their books. But at the end of the day, you ended the year with about $8.9 million on this method of fund balance, of which about $5,178,000 is the unrestricted or unassigned portion to get you into the future. Then, starting on page 28 with the writing that is so small that you can barely read it, there's a lot of information about the notes that tells you the different accounting methodologies, what's restricted, what's unrestricted, all kinds of fun accounting stuff. But page 34 and page 35 are the most important sections. And it gives you the details on the fixed assets on page 34, what went in and out. There were quite a bit of adjustments this year because of the new accounting system that was brought into place. 35 shows the debt, and it shows how it grew from 452 to 1,674. It shows you what it takes to pay that off into the future. But that's, the next section I had you go to, added this year, page 41, 42, there's another opinion report, and this is for your ARPA funding. It's kind of a compliance saying that I looked at your stuff. It's not, they gave you the option of not doing a single audit and doing a compliance audit to get through the ARPA expenditures. So I've added that in to show that I've tested those and found no issues with the expenditures for ARPA.
He's talking about the money, the ARPA money.
Yeah, we're through.
Yeah, correct.
Yes, we're done. We have no more money.
That's pretty much it. It was real clean this year. I had a lot of work to do on those, to try to get the fixed assets, the balance to yours. We'll talk some more about that, but because of the financial system. But really clean. All the accounts were reconciled, and everything went really smooth. Which is nice this year.
It's good.
It's usually that way here. I've had some others this year that were set up.
Not always that way.
Yeah. Makes life fun.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. Anybody have questions? Anybody? Mike, we appreciate it.
Thank you. Your question. Or Ben.
Well, my head's been.
Oh.
This here is a little and then y'all be harping on me today. It might be more crooked, I don't know.
I've never noticed until you look at it. I'm wrong with this.
So I don't know, maybe my left ear is remember right ear.
No,
I don't know. Mike, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll get some writing.
That's a trip.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we've got that done. Discussion items, anybody, you want to discuss that bill, you want to talk about the other deals?
I don't know, what
is historical stuff?
Yes, that's probably a good time to bring it up, because I don't have a clue. Did you see my email, or the
email? I did. The Historical Association has built a new building over by the depot, and they want us to insure 500 or something thousand, I can't remember the total amount, 545,000.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that. Maybe I missed that one.
Maybe something she sent me. I don't know. I've been reading.
Stuff. I didn't read that one. She said they invested $250 in the email. But it's
what
we do.
Yeah, but anyway, I don't know. Can I just do anything they want and we insure it? Or I want to get with.
Can't answer that. That's why I sent the email.
Something we need to look at. I mean,
I don't know.
We fund, they have to go through grants through us, kind of like the water district has to and everything else. Are we required to insure all their buildings they do, or?
I can't imagine we'd be required to. I think it'd be optional, but I'd have to look at it. Okay. If you mind sending me, shoot me that email so I can,
yeah,
I'll give you it. Thank you.
It's just, you know, we do all of them, golly, there's not too many of the guys. We got the Thurston House, we got the depot.
I'll see what we insure currently.
We got the fire station, we got the...
But that's not, that wasn't paid for, was that paid for with grant funds? That's the only thing I don't know.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
Well, you used some of that ARPA money on it, you know?
Yep, we had some.
I said, we didn't use some of it on them.
Is that, no, we didn't with that.
What was it?
I don't remember what we did to pay for that.
Took some money out of the budget. You remember, we was gonna do the signs and then we...
Yes, maybe we took it out of...
Transferred it.
Hot tax.
I think we took it maybe out of hot.
That's where it came out of, hot tax.
$20,000 or $25,000, I think, is what we...
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. It was upstairs when she asked us about that, but that's right, forgot about that. So, but anyway, yeah, I'll try to get it to you and kind of figure out what we need to do on that and everything. Because insurance is really getting high.
Yeah.
Man.
I was not worried now, but I got the invoice today for all the rest of it. $80,000.
I mean, my car insurance, I'm making a car payment along with that insurance. I mean, this, it's almost as high as a car payment.
The cost of everything to repair or replace is so expensive now that everything else has to go up.
Yes.
It is.
Horrible. So we'll talk about budget Wednesday. We'll talk about things going up. All right, anybody want to talk about anything else? We have a, I need Chris, I need you to stay and, because Ricky's gone, which you're gonna take his spot and that's legal to do. And, because he can...
Designate.
Designate, yeah, that's one of them that can designate. But yeah, we need five here, so.
Yes.
One, two.
Luckily, I won't be there.
Five, that's right. So, here about 30 minutes, we'll do that. I think it's 10 o'clock, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got 30 minutes, I don't want to talk about anything. Road's looking good. 21 is getting redone, I know that affects 2-3 of you, doesn't it? Do you touch that? No, you don't touch 21, do you? You used to. And Charlie and Jerry switched.
So what are they actually doing? Because I know they're...
They are widening the road, what they said, from 22 feet to 27 feet.
Really?
Yeah, and hopefully the speed will go up to 60, 65.
Are they doing turn lanes or what?
No, no.
Just shoulders? Okay.
The reason, and I asked them years ago, why is the speed limit 55 and 21? They said because it's not wide enough. So they're going to actually widen it this time. You know anything about that? You're taking about the guy. No, you don't.
Did you tell him you're not a tech stock guy?
He's retired.
I work for the county.
You are now a county guy.
Did you ever raise the speed limit?
Well, they can do it on, they told me that that's the width of the road. It's kind of like 37 used to be from here, you know, 65 to 60, and that's why they switch it. It's still that way, Chris? I heard they switch.
It's 60 from 100.
I don't understand.
They go like 65.
It's
the state of Texas.
So, but no, it's, they're cleaning some trees out. My goodness, they are.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna say the other day we drive back through there. I'm like, wow.
They call them speed traps.
Yeah.
21 is a speed trap.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we got two trips.
It's hard to do 55 on that road. I've almost set my cruise on there because I look down, I'll be doing 65 on that dog, buddy.
I'm 55.
Third time. I'm sorry, two troopers and two people roll over down there.
I'm telling you, two of our new troopers live in Pittsburgh, so they had to drive.
Oh, they're hauling home. Huh?
And then Tenery, he hangs on 21 because all my buddies are down there. So.
He's in front of my house last night. He's getting them.
Hey, let me tell you something.
He's about 80 and he was getting them.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Hey,
I go 75 with my mother-in-law. I get passed by everybody out there. It is crazy on 37.
It's like a racetrack out there. They don't run over you.
Wow. Ooh. I mean, I'm pulling over 75. Let people pass me. All righty. Well, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock.
No move.
Second.
All those say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, aye. We'll see some of y'all in about 30 minutes. Exactly 30 minutes.
Definitely, I'm going to be one.
Don't leave. We need a warm body.